Our conference this weekend is on the subject of living the living of the one new man.
这个周末特会的主题是讲到一个新人的活出。
We have covered two messages yesterday.
昨天讲过两篇信息。
We saw first the vision of the one new man.
首先我们看见一个新人的意象。
And is the most important matter with this one new man is for to be lived out by taking Christ as the person.
那就着这一个新人来讲，最重要的一件事，要活出这个新人，就是要以基督做人位。
God's desire is to gain the church.
神的心意是要得着召会。
And the church is just the body of Christ.
而召会呢，就是基督的身体。
And this body, together with Christ as the head, constitute this new man.
这个身体以基督为头和身体，构成这一个新人。
So as we come to such a subject, we must realize that this is something deep in the Lord's heart.
来到这样的主题，我们必须认识，这是在主心头深深的愿望。
Especially at the end of this age, the Lord must gain this one new man.
特别在这个世代末了的时候，主必须要得着这一个新人。
We saw at the, from the beginning of the Bible,
从圣经开头看见，
at the time of creation,
创造之时，
God desired to gain a man.
神渴慕得着一个人。
He created many things.
他造了许多事物。
But his goal was to gain a man in his image.
但目标就是要得着一个照着他形象所造的人。
Man was the center.
人是中心。
Man was the meaning.
人是其中的意义。
God needed a man to express him and to represent him.
神需要一个人来彰显他，并且代表他。
After God created this man,
神造人后，
Satan came in to spoil him.
撒旦进来破坏人，
to inject the poison of sin into him.
把罪的毒素注射到人的里面，
by seducing him to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
引诱人吃知识善恶树的果子。
And not only that,In chapter 11 of Genesis,
不仅如此，创世纪十一章，
Satan instigated man to rebel against God.
撒旦鼓动人背叛神，
to build a high tower to challenge God.
造一个高塔挑战神。
As a judgment on this man, God came to confound their language.
作为对这样的背叛的审判，神进来混乱人的语言。
So they could not, man could not communicate with one another.
神就不，人就不能彼此沟通。
And from that point on, mankind was not only sinful, but they became divided and scattered.
那时人不仅是有罪，人更是在这里分裂，并且是分散的。
When God created man,He created one corporate man.
当神造人的时候，他只造了一个团体的人。
But in the fall, Satan corrupted this man by sin.
但堕落时，撒旦用罪使人败坏。
And through rebellion, he caused this one man to become divided and scattered.
也借着背叛，就使这个人不仅是分裂，还是分散的。
That is the history of the fallen man.
这就是堕落之人的历史。
Until 4,000 years later,
直到四千年后，
God himself came as the second man.
神自己作为第二个人来了。
That was Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But Paul said,He is the second man.
但保罗却说他是第二个人。
The first man failed God.
头一个人亚当让神失败了。
But now the second man came to fulfill God's requirement.
第二个人来了，完成神的要求。
In his short life on the earth for 33.5 years,
主在地上短短33年半的时间
，He expressed God and represented God,
彰显了神，也代表了神。
He fulfilled what God expected in Genesis.
他成就了神在创世纪所期盼的。
Christ was the man.
基督就是那人。
Even Pilate says, look at the man.
甚至比拉多看啊那人。
At the end of his life, when he went to the cross,
在地上当他上了十字架。
He was the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
To die for our sins,
为我们的罪而死。
But according to Ephesians 2:15,
照着以弗所书二章十五节
，Paul shows us,
保罗就给我们看见了。
While Christ was on the cross, he abolished the ordinances, the law of commandments in ordinances.
基督在十字架上废掉了那诫命中规条的律法
，that he may create.The two in himself into one new man.
好，是两下在自己里面创造成一个新人。
I don't think that many Christians have seen this.
我想不太多基督徒看见这件事。
The work of Christ on the cross not only dealt with our sins.
基督在十字架上的工作不仅对付了我们的罪。
He abolished.The ordinances
还废掉了规条。
The ordinances that cause enmity between the peoples
规条使人与人之间有了仇恨。
Between the Jews and the Gentiles, there was the enmity.
犹太人外邦人之间是有仇恨的。
You know, we all are human beings.
我们都是人。
We all know living in this world of so many races.Colors, languages.
知道我们活在地上有这么多种族、肤色和语言。
Even in a country like Canada or Quebec,
在加拿大，在魁北克省这里。
You experience, you know what enmity is.
你们知道，也经历了什么是仇恨。
From the different background,
因此不同的背景。
Between the Jews,
犹太人
，the Arabs,
阿拉伯人。
The enmity is still there.
今天这个仇恨还在。
In America, such an advanced country,
美国这么先进的国家
there is still enmity.
还是有仇恨。
We are still facing this kind of issue.
我们还面临这样的问题。
But Christ on the cross,
但基督在十字架上
He did a marvelous thing.
成就了美妙的事。
He abolished all the law of commandments in ordinances.
他废掉了所有规条中诫命的律法。
He tore down the walls of partition.
把中间隔断的墙拆毁了。
He ended the enmity.
他结束了这个冤仇。
He took away all the reasons, all the grounds for us to be divided from one another.
叫我们人与人之间被分裂的理由和立场全部被除掉了。
Formerly, the circumcised ones would despise the uncircumcised ones.
之前受割礼的人轻视没有受割礼的人。
The higher class, the master, would look down on the slaves, the lower class.
社会高层的主人轻看社会低层的奴仆。
But on the cross, Christ abolished all that difference.
但在十字架上，基督废掉了所有这些不同。
In other words, now whether you are circumcised or uncircumcised, in God's eyes, is the same.
那换句话说，不管现在不管在神的眼中，不管你是受割礼未受割礼的，都是一样的。
No difference in status.
阶级没有不一样。
No difference in the preference in practice.
身份、阶级、实行都没有不一样。
No difference in terms of Religious preference,
宗教的偏好也没有不一样。
Christ on the cross abolished all that.
基督在十字架上废掉了这一切。
So he can create in himself one new man.
好，使他自己在自己里面呢，创造成这一个新人。
Ephesians 2 tells us he made peace.
以弗所二章告诉我们，他成就了和平。
He himself is our peace.
他自己就是我们的和平。
Christ, by abolishing the ordinances,
基督借着废掉规条,
he established peace.
就设立了和平。
And even he goes to announce peace as the gospel.
甚至宣告宣扬和平为福音。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
there is no real peace in this world.
地上真没有平安。
The real peace is Christ.
真正的平安就是基督。
The real peace is this new man created by Christ.
真正的平安就是这个基督所创造的新人。
Christ himself was the second man.
基督自己是第二个人。
But he was just one person.
但却只是一个人。
Now on the cross, he created one new man.
现在在十字架上，他创造了一个团体的新人。
It's a corporate God-man.
是个团体的神人。
And on the day of Pentecost,
五旬节那天，
50 days later,
就五十天之后，
there in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷，
the consummated spirit was poured out upon the disciples.
终极完成的灵浇灌在门徒身上。
And there were many Jews who came from different backgrounds were gathered there at Jerusalem.
当时许多犹太人从不同的背景被召聚在耶路撒冷。
They were scattered in the many regions.
原先分散在各个区域。
They spoke different dialects.
说不同的方言。
But now on that day they were in Jerusalem.
那天他们在耶路撒冷。
They heard the noise.
听见了响声。
The wind of the Spirit was blowing.
那里的风在那里吹。
And the disciples were speaking in tongues.
门徒说方言。
In the dialect that they could understand.
就说他们能听得懂的方言。
They said, what is going on?
他们说到底发生什么事。
These were Jews.
这些是犹太人。
They should be speaking Hebrew.
应该说希伯来文。
But there they are speaking in a dialect where they were familiar with where they came from.
但却熟悉听得到他们当时本地所熟悉的方言。
Peter rose, stood up, and preached the gospel.
彼得站起来传福音。
Many were pricked in their heart.
人的心就被主的话刺透。
They believed and were baptized, and 3,000 were added to the church that day.
他们相信受浸，那一天就加了3,000人。
On that day in Jerusalem, there was the first church on the earth, the church in Jerusalem.
那一天在地上有第一处的召会，就是在耶路撒冷的召会。
Constituted with people from different backgrounds, languages.
是从不同背景语言的人所构成。
What was being divided there in Babel in Genesis 11?
创世纪七章，那里巴别他所分裂的。
Now, through what Christ accomplished on the cross,
借着基督在十字架上所成就的,
he created this one new man.
他就创造了这一个新人。
And then he came as the consummated spirit.
然后他作为终极完成的灵来
了。He baptized all his believers into one body.
就把所有的信徒浸成一个身体。
And he gathered all these scattered ones together to constitute his church.
并且把这些分散的人聚集在一起，构成为召会，他的召会。
The church in Jerusalem at that time is the realization of the one new man Christ created on the cross.
所以当时在耶路撒冷的召会，就是他在十字架上所创造的那一个新人的实现。
The church in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost reversed the division in Babel.
耶路撒冷的召会在五旬节那一天就完全推翻了已过在巴别的那个背叛。
All the ones who were speaking different language and dialects can actually be brought together and become one.
所有说不同的语言的人都能够被来在一起而成为一了。
This morning we also have many languages.
早晨我这里有许多的语言。
I was happy to hear some French.
很喜乐听到
Praising the Lord.
法语。赞美主。
Even though I cannot understand,
虽然听不懂，
but the spirit echoes.
但灵与灵响应。
You speak Korean.
你说韩语。
You speak Chinese.
你说华语。
You speak English.
你说英语。
You speak German.
说德语。
It doesn't matter.
都不管。
Today we are in the one new man.
今天我们乃是在一个新人里。
We are not divided by languages.
我们不被语言所分开。
Christ has come into us.
基督进到我们里面。
To be not only our life,
不仅做我们的生命,
but he is also our person.
也是我们的人位。
The Christ who is in you is exactly the same one who is in me and in her.
在你里面的基督跟我里面跟一个姊妹里面的基督完全是一样。
Outwardly, our color may not be the same.
外在肤色或许不同。
The language we speak may not be the same.
说的语言或许不一样。
But the Christ who is within us is exactly the same.
但是在我们里面的基督是完全一样的。
Even the same one Christ.
是这同一位的基督啊。
He is the one who makes us one.
他使我们成为一。
He is the very constituent of this one new man.
也是这一个新人的构成成分。
So when we come together as the church,
所以我们来在一起作为召会的时候
our boast is not how many colors we have, how many languages we have.
我们的夸耀不是我们有多种种肤色的人，多少种的语言。
Our boast is that we have only one Christ.
我们的夸耀是我们只有一位基督。
He is our oneness.
他是我们的一。
He is the reality of this one new man.
他是这一个新人的实际。
This began the church life on the earth from Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷地上的召会生活开始。
And at the end of the Bible,
直到圣经的末了。
We see this church, which is the body of Christ today, and the new man.
我们看见召会作为基督的身体，也是作为新人。
She will be consummated to be the new Jerusalem.
要终极完成为新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem is not just a city; it's a person.
新耶路撒冷不是一座城，而是一个人位。
She will be the bride to whom Christ will marry.
就是基督所要娶为婚配的心腹。
In that city, God is fully expressed and represented.
在那个城里，神完全得着彰显。
That will be the fulfillment of what God intended in Genesis 1.
这就是创世一章神意要意愿所要得着的。
Adam was just a type.
亚当只是一个预表。
Christ came to be the fulfillment.On a personal level.
基督在个人这一面成为那个应验。
But then through the cross, he created the one new man as the fulfillment of the first man created by God in Genesis.
所以在十字架上他创造了这一个新人，也就是创世一章，这一章神所创造那个人的完
成。And consummately, that man is being fulfilled in the new Jerusalem.
最终这一个人呢、啊、在新耶路撒冷要完全的终极完成。
So dear saints, I hope this vision is clear before you.
盼望这个意象在你们眼前是清楚的。
We are in the stage of the body of Christ to be the one new man.
我们乃是在这个阶段是基督的身体要成全这一个新人。
The body of Christ and the one new man are the same.
基督的身体和一个新人是一样的。
The only difference is on the emphasis.
唯一不同是它的着重点。
The body of Christ emphasizes on Christ being our life.
身体着重讲到基督是我们的生命。
For the movement.
为着行动，为着行事。
And the new man emphasizes on Christ being our person for our living.
那新人重在呢，基督是我们的人位，为着我们的生活。
Today we are in this, in the end times.
今天我们在末了的时代。
We are here to carry out God's commission.
来执行神的使命。
To fulfill his economy.
完成他的经纶。
He must gain this new man. This man that he was after in Genesis.
他必须得着一个人是在创世纪一章他想要得着的。
The man that is being fulfilled by Christ's creation on the cross.
是借着基督在十字架上所创造这个新人所完成的。
And realized.And by the outpouring of the consummated spirit.
而被因着那里的浇灌所实现的。
Today, we are that one new man.
今天呢，我们就是这一个新人。
But this new man needs to grow.
但新人需要长大。
This new man has been created.
新人被创造了。
But it's still very, I would say, it's just a little babe.
但我还说像个小婴孩一般。
Even though Brother Lee spoke these messages 41 years ago,
虽然李弟兄41年前说到这样的信息，
our understanding of those messages was not that adequate.
我们对这些信息的领会不是那么足够。
We were still quite young spiritually.
属灵上我们年轻。
But our brother Lee was not discouraged.
李弟兄不灰心。
He continued to speak.
他继续在说。
Releases messages from different angles.
从不同的角度再释放信息。
He helped us more to see what the body of Christ is.
所以他帮助我们看见什么是基督的身体。
The more we see the reality of the body of Christ,
我们越看见基督身体的实际。
The more we are helped to see the vision of the new man.
就越能得帮助看见一个新人的意象。
For sure, you will not be able to know what the one new man is if you have no idea of what the body of Christ.
如果你不认识基督的身体，也就不能够认识新人。
I believe our brother speaking on the body of Christ all these years has prepared us to enter into our experience of the church as the one new man.
相信我们弟兄这么多年所释放的信息，帮助我们进入一个新人的经历。
Dear saints, in 4 more years, the Lord's recovery will have been with us for 100 years.
在四年，主的恢复在我们中间就100年了。
From the time the Lord raised up Brother Ni in 1922 in China.
主兴起尼弟兄，那是1922年在中国的时候。
Through him, the Lord released his up-to-date burden.
就是他主释放他够得上时代的负担。
Through the minister of the age.
借着这时代的执事。
Releasing messages concerning the experience of Christ as life.
释放了关于经历基督做生命的经历。
Releasing messages concerning salvation.
还有关于救恩。
And also releasing messages concerning the practice of the church.
教会的实行的信息。
And also concerning the body of Christ.
也交通到关于基督的身体。
These are the four main areas of Brother Ni's ministry on the earth.
你就只是在那些年，主要的是在这四个方面。
That formed the foundation of Brother Witness Lee's ministry.
就奠定了。
When he was sent out of China in 1949.
李弟兄这个指示的基础，他在1949年是从中国大陆被差遣出去。
Brother Lee was absolutely one with Brother Ni.
李弟兄完全绝对与尼弟兄是一。
He did not speak anything else other than what Brother Ni spoke.
他除了尼弟兄所说的，不说别的。
He continued to faithfully speak the messages concerning Christ and the church.
他忠心地讲到关于基督与教会的信息。
And as the ministry advances,
当这执事往前的时候，
he spoke more concerning the church as the body and eventually even as the new man.
他更多说到教会是身体，甚至是新人。
That was what, 41 years ago?
那是什么？41年前了。
And now he has passed on. He went to be with the Lord, what, 22 years ago?
22年前，李弟兄过世了，到主那里。21年前到主那里去了。
And praise the Lord, saints, we are still here.
赞美主，我们还在这里。
These brothers, they were the ministers of the age.
这些弟兄们是这个时代的众执事。
Through them, God had released the ministry, His ministry, His speaking of this age.
借着他们，主释放了这一个时代的执事。
The present speaking of the Lord.
就是主现今的说话。
We are not just brought back to what Martin Luther taught.
我们还不是被带回到马丁路德所教导的。
Justification by faith.
那是什么？因信称义。
We are not even just brought back to what the inner life people had taught.
我们也不只被带回到内里生命派的人所说的。
The two brothers faithfully carried out God's ministry.
两位弟兄忠心地执行这份指示。
And has brought this ministry forward to this point of the new man.
把这个指示带到这一个地步，就是一个新人。
Which will consummate to be the new Jerusalem.
那就要终结完成于新耶路撒冷。
This is God's present speaking.
这乃是主现今的说话。
It's one thing to have God speaking, it's another thing to have God's present speaking.
有主的说话是一方面，但要有主新今时现今的说话是另外一件事。
What is God speaking to us at this time?
到底主在这个时刻对我们说什么话吗
？To meet God's need at this age,
在这个时刻应付主在这个时代的需要。
If we still speak the messages of Martin Luther, that will not meet the need.
如果我们还是在说路德所说的那些信息，不会应付这个时代的需要。
The messages today that meet the need is on Christ and his body, the church, to be the new man.
能够应付够得上这个时代需要的信息乃是讲到召会作为身体作为新人。
Even at the time of Brother Watchman Nee,
尼弟兄时代
he says, our commission today
他说我们今天的托付
is to exalt Christ
就是要高举基督
Christ must be the preeminent one
基督必须是这个居首位的一位
he must have the first place
他必须占第一位
Today we must say the same
今天我们必须说同样的话
Christ must be exalted.
基督必须被高举。
He is preeminent in our midst.
基督在我们中间是居首位的。
He is our person.
他是我们的人位。
He is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
This is the reality of what the one new man is about.
这就是一个新人所在的那个实际吧。
We are at this stage.
我们在这个阶段。
To live out this reality,
若要活出这个实际
by taking Christ as our person,
就需要接受基督做人位。
Here the two brothers have gone to be with the Lord.
两位弟兄到主那里去了。
And 21 years now since Brother Lee went to be with the Lord.
李兄到主那里去已经21年了。
And the Lord's recovery is still going on.
主的恢复仍然继续往前。
Strong,
刚强的往前。
Spreading,
在这里扩展。
Advancing,
在这里进步。
I don't think I'm boasting.
我觉得我不是在这里夸耀什么。
We all can admit that we are nobodies.
我们都承认我们真是一无所事。
Compared to what the Lord committed to those two brothers, we are nothing.
跟着比较两主给说两位弟兄的跟他们相比，我们什么都算不得。
But yet the Lord's recovery is still going on.
但主的恢复今天还在往前呢。
And His speaking has not stopped.
他的说话没有停止。
I was considering recently.
最近我在想
if Brother Watchman Nee would be sitting here today,
如果今天尼托圣弟兄坐在这儿
he would be very happy.
他会非常喜乐。
I really mean this.
我这是这么说。
He would be very happy to hear what is being spoken today.
他会很喜乐地听到今天所释放的这些话。
In the 2,000 years of church history,
2000年来的召会历史
you cannot find a group of Christians, a group of collective believers,
你找不到一般基督徒，一般聚集在一起的基督徒
that have stayed together for such a long time.
他们留在一起能够这么久
even with the British brethren,
甚至英国的弟兄们
who were so useful to God,
当时被神所用
in the early 1800s,
在
1820
年代左右
God used them so much to release all the rich truths.
神大大的使用他们释放了这么丰富的真理。
But they only lasted for no more than 30 years.
但他们在一起不超过30年了。
After that, they became disbanded.
之后他们就解散了，分裂了。
No more, the impact was not there anymore.
那里不再有冲击力。
This means today the Lord's recovery is spread to all six continents of the earth.
亲爱的圣徒，今天主的恢复扩大到全球的六大洲。
96 years ago, the Lord came to China, the virgin soil, and visited Brother Nee.
96年前，主来到了这个中国这个处女地，也临到了尼托圣弟兄。
And because of the political situation. Brother Lee was sent out of China.
因着政局的改变，李弟兄被差遣从中国大陆到了台湾。
But the Lord's recovery was still mainly limited in the Far East.
当时主的恢复还是限在远东。
But because of Brother Lee's sending Brother Lee to Taiwan,
因着尼弟兄差遣李弟兄到了台湾
，they opened the possibility for the recovery to spread to the West.
就开了个机会，让主的恢复能够扩展到西方世界。
And the Lord's recovery has reached America.
主的恢复到了美国。
Has reached Europe.
欧洲。
Has reached Russia.
俄国。
Australasia.
澳洲。纽澳。
Even Africa.
甚至到了非洲。
A dark continent that we have no knowledge of what's going on in Africa.
那非洲的黑暗的大陆，很多人不知道那里发生什么事。
And now we have what? We have over maybe 150 churches there in Africa.
现在在非洲有150处的教会了。
Over 4,000 saints meeting there.
超过4000位圣徒在聚集。
You know, Africa has 54 countries.
非洲有54个国家。
It's the most divided continent.
是大洲里最分裂的一个大洲。
But now, I would say there are maybe definitely 16, but there are also, we have over 20 countries where there are meetings.
有20处的国家呢，现在有聚会。
16 countries where we have churches established.
16个国家我们已经有建立起的教会。
And I say, as I told you last night, in coming October, we will be going there to have our elders training in Ethiopia.
昨晚告诉你们，在要来的十月间呢，我们会有长老训练，是在以索比亚，说爱沙。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
We are nobody.
我们都算不得什么。
But yet the Lord is still going onward.
但是主还要往前呢。
Stay around for another 4 more years.
好不好？我们在这里再四年。
We'll reach our century mark.
那就是我们一百，主恢复一百年。
Well, we won't have celebration.
当然不会庆祝哈，不会让外面的庆祝。
But we should have an inward worship to the Lord.
里面应该有一种对主的敬拜。
Why would the Lord still keep us?
主啊，你为什么还保守我们？
The prominent leader has gone on.
好像这个带领的人已经过世了。
With most of the groups, the group should just end it. That's it.After that,
很多团体这个代理人走了，这个就解散了。
But the Lord is still left us here.
但主还把我们留在这里。
And there's not much time, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，时间不
多了。For the Lord to raise up another group of people,
主不太可能兴起另外一班人。
He has released all that is on his heart to us.
主已经把他所有心头所要的都释放出来了。
He must have this man.
他必须要得着这一个新人。
This one new man.
这一个新人。
One new man Christ created on the cross.
就是基督在十字架上所创造的。
Now he must be realized on this earth.
必须在地上实现出来。
When this new man grows and matures.
当这个新人长大成熟的时候。
That will be the preparation of the bride.
那就是新妇的预备。
The bride will have made herself ready.
新妇已经把自己装饰整齐了。
And the bridegroom will come.
新郎就要来了。
Dear saints,
亲爱的圣徒，
we are at this threshold.
我们还是在这个关键点。
Just around the corner.
转角啊。
That's why this burden of the one new man is so heavy on the Lord's heart.
这就是为什么这一个新人的负担在主的心里是这么的沉重。
When this one new man appears,
一个新人出现。
When he is brought forth,
被带出来,
the bride will be there.
新妇就出现了,
and this age will be consummated.
这个时代就要终结,
the kingdom comes.
国度就要来到。
That's why these messages are so crucial.
为什么这些信息这么重要?
As I said, even by next week, we will release more messages.
我再说下一周我们要释放更多的信息,
fighting of this one new man.
讲到这一个新人的征战,
which is a very important aspect of being the new man.
那就是作为一个新人很重要的一部分。
The body cannot fight.
身体不能征战。
The new man fights.
新人是征战的。
God needed a man to defeat Satan.
神要一个人来击败撒旦。
So anyway, we are living at a very critical time.
我们是活在一个关键的时刻。
I hope that we can see where we are today.
盼望我们能看见今天我们所在的地方。
What our responsibility is today.
我们今天的职责为何。
So, today this morning's message,
今天早上的聚会。
We have to see something of the need in living the new man.
我们需要看见怎么样活出这一个新人。
Which is to grow.
那就要长大。
And also to learn.
要学习。
We need to grow up into Christ in all things.
我们需要在一切的事上长到基督里面。
We need to learn Christ as the reality is in Jesus.
我们要照着那在耶稣身上是实际的活基督。
This new man has been created already by Christ on the cross.
新人在十字架上基督已经创造成了。
His need is to grow.
他的需要是长大。
We may see even through these conferences that we are the one new man.
在特会里，我们或许看见，是的，我们是一个新人。
But what stage are you in?
但是你在哪一个阶段呢？
Are you still in the stage of a babe?
你还是在一个婴孩的吃奶的阶段，
a little child?
一个小孩子的阶段。
Or can we say, Lord, we are now arriving at a full-grown man?
还是我们能够说，主啊，我们已经达到了一个长成的人。
Paul prayed for this.
保罗为此祷告。
In Ephesians 4,
以弗四章,
he says, until we all arrive,
直到我们众人都达到了,
at the oneness of the faith,
达到信仰的一,
and of the full knowledge of the Son of God,
对神儿子完全认识上的一,
at a full-grown man,
达到了什么? 一个长成的人,
at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
有基督丰满之身材的度量。
Saying the one new man has a stature.
圣徒，这一个新人是有个度量的。
It's not just a teaching.
不是一个教导。
It's not just a thought.
也不是一个想法。
It is a man with a stature.
这个新人是一个人带着他的身材和度量。
And this stature even has a measurement.
这一个身材是有个度量的。
The world will see. What the church is.
世界将要看见教会是什么。
Not a big cathedral.
不是大的教堂。
Not all the fancy structure.
也不是这个很精美的建筑物。
But to see a universal God-man.
虽然要看见这里有个宇宙的神人。
Very solid. Very solid.
是非常扎实具体的。
Has a stature.
它是有个身材的。
It's not flat on the floor.
不是躺在地上的，
but a person that stands up,
而是一个站立起来的人，
even with a measurement,
甚至他有个度量。
What is the measurement?
那这个度量是什么？
As mentioned by Paul in chapter 3, one chapter before chapter 4,
保罗在以弗所三章提到，
the measurement of the stature of this new man is the measurement of Christ.
那个新人那个身材的度量就是基督的度量。
The breadth, the length, the height, the depth.
阔长高深。
The world will see that there will be such a corporate God-man.
世人要看见在这里有一个团体的神人。
Expressing the riches, even the fullness of Christ with such measurement.
带着这样的度量，彰显基督的丰富，甚至是丰满。
The breadth of Christ,
彰显基督的阔。
The length of Christ,
基督的长。
The height of Christ,
基督的高。
The depth of Christ,
基督的深。
This new man has to grow.
所以这个新人必须要长大。
To be the full-grown man,
成为一个长成的人。
So we need this message.
所以我们需要这一篇信息。
We need to pray, Lord, grow in me.
我们需要祷告，主啊，在我里面长大。
Or even better to say, Lord, help me to grow up into you.
甚至更好的祷告是，主啊，使我能够长到你的里面。
In all things.
在一切的事上。
As a little child, you cannot talk about living with a little child.
小孩子很难跟他谈生活。
They are at a time of playing.
他们很喜欢玩，在玩。
They don't really know what is to live.
不知道是怎么过生活。
Until he grows up more.
直到孩子长大一点。
To live the new man requires us to grow.
过新人生活需要我们长大。
And in our growing, we also need a pattern.
在我们成长的里面还需要榜样。
We should not grow, and we should not grow wildly.
不要长得野。
We need to grow according to a pattern.
要照这个榜样来成长。
That's why in Ephesians 4, we are shown the matter of learning Christ.
所以在以弗所四章这里讲到学基督这件事。
We have to grow into Christ.
我们要长到基督里面。
We have to learn Christ.
需要学基督。
Then our growth will be proper.
然后我们的成长就是恰当合适的。
Okay, let's get it. Take a look at this outline.
我们来看这一篇纲要。
The first point for the corporate living of the one new man, we need to grow up into Christ in all things.
第三篇信息，为着一个新人的团体生活，在一切事上长到基督里面。
This matter of growing in Christ.
在基督里长大这件事呢
？There has been many improper understanding by Christians.
基督徒有很多不正确的观念。
We thought to grow in Christ means that I need to read the Bible more.
有人以为在基督里长大要更多读圣经。
I need to pray more.
需要更多祷告。
I need to be more humble.
需要更谦卑。
I'm not saying that is not necessary.
我不是说那些是不必要的。
That alone does not imply that you have grown in life.
仅仅有那些，并不表示你真正在生命上长大。
Paul says that holding to truth in love.
保罗说要在爱里持守着真实。
That we may grow up.Into Him,
是我们在
in all things
一切的事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。
Our growing must be into this person.
我们的长必须要长到这个人位里面。
We think the growth is my becoming more spiritual, my becoming more knowledgeable.
我们总是以为这个长大就是我更多有知识，更多属灵。
The growing into Him implies He is increasing in us.
那长到他里面的意思就含示了他要在我里面增加。
We have to grow up into this person.
我们需要长大进到这个人位里面。
In all things.
那是在一切的事上。
Not just in the spiritual things.
不仅在属灵的事上。
Not just in our preaching of the gospel,
不仅在传福音的事
上 in our Bible study,
在读经的时候
but also in our speaking,
甚至在我们的说话上
in our dressing,
在我们穿着上
in our eating,
在我们的吃的事上
He wants us to grow up into Him in all these things,
他要我们在这一切的事上长到他里面
in all things,
在一切的事上
not just the spiritual things, things related to the church,
不仅是属灵的事跟教会有关的事
but in all things,
而是在一切的事上
how you polish your shoes,
你怎么擦皮鞋
comb your hair,
梳头发
having dialogue with your children, with your spouse,
跟你儿女说话跟你妻子对谈
in all these areas, he wants us to grow up into Christ,
在所有这些方面他要我们都长到基督里面
This is a very particular expression.
这个词，这个发表很特别。
It's not just a matter of growing in Christ.
还不是在基督里长大。
But growing into Christ.
而是长进到基督里面。
And then Paul says, who is the head?
他就是元首，这个头。
Not just grow in my Savior.
不是长到我的救主里面。
But grow up into this one who is the head of the body.
而是长到这个身体的头基督里面。
We are the body of this head.
我们是这个头的身体。
You look at your physical body.
看看物质的这个身体。
How does your body grow?
你的身体怎么长?
Your arm, you know, about 3 feet long.
这个手臂三尺。
The arm will say, I like to grow.
这个手臂说啊，我要长。
And does it mean that you just keep growing? Today is 3 feet, tomorrow 3.5, 4 feet, and then eventually, oh, I'm growing 6 feet long arm.
所以这个手就是我今天长三尺、三尺半、四尺，最后我六尺长了。
Is that a normal growth?
这个长是正常的吗
？Is that what Paul meant by growing up into Christ the head?
这个是保罗所说要长到基督里面的长吗？
How do you like to come and see a person with a 6 feet arm coming into the meeting hall?
有一个人来到会所，两只六尺长的手在这里。
That's a monster.
这是怪物吧
？That's not a man.
不是人
呢。It's a monster.
是个怪物。
A man with a proper stature.
但是人要有个适合正当的度量。
Every part, every member grows in measure.
那就每一个肢体就要照着度量的来长。
When Paul talks about growing in 4:15 and 16.
在保罗在以弗所四章十五十六节讲到
长的时候， He is not talking about a personal Christian growth.
他不是讲到个人基督徒的长。
He's talking about the growth of a member of the body under the head.
而是基督的身体在头之下的那个成长。
Our growth needs to be measured.
我们的成长需要被度量的，量的，测量的。
Our mouth is only this big.
嘴巴只能这么大。
How would you? How ugly you see a person with a mouth that big?
如果你看一个人嘴巴跟脸一样大，好丑啊！
Oh, he just talks all day long.
那整天都在讲讲讲讲讲讲。
That's abnormal.
那就不正常了。
God gives our body.
神给了我们一个身体
，with many members.
有许多的肢体
，with its respective capacity.
各有其度量。
And we need to aspire to grow, Lord. I want to grow up into you as the head, as a normal member.
我们需要有一个渴望，说主啊，我要长到你里面，是做一个正常的肢体。
In the past years,
已过年间
many brothers, sisters, they aspire to grow to be spiritual men.
很多弟兄姊妹，他们渴望说，我要长到一个属灵的人。
They have a lot of knowledge of the Bible.
对圣经知识很多。
They even prayed very much.
甚至祷告，祷告
很多。You cannot say they don't have growth.
不可以说他们没有长大。
But their growth becomes strange.
但是他们的那个长得怪了。
Their growth has caused difficulty even living with others.
那个长到一个地步，他们很难跟人相处了。
That is not the growth that Paul talks about.
那不是保罗所说的长。
Some has acquired growth to the point that.They despise others.
有的人长到一个地步，他们轻看别人。
Why don't you love the Lord as much as I do?
你为什么不爱主像我
这么爱主？ Why don't you pursue as much as I do?
你为什么不跟我一样的追求啊？
There's a kind of despise.
所以有一种的鄙视，轻视别人。
They have a competition.
还有一种的增进。
Who is more mature? Who is more useful to God?
神谁更有用？神更为成熟。
In the past years.The turmoils happened among us.
已过在我们中间所发生的这些风波
is carried out by so-called mature brothers.
就是由所谓成熟的弟兄他们所
brothers who have attained to certain degree of spirituality.
有一些弟兄达到所谓的属灵的一个程度成熟
But I would say their growth is totally individualistic.
但我要说他们那个成长完全是单独的。
Has no consideration with the rest of the body.
他这里根本不考量基督身体其他的肢体的感觉。
We need to grow up into Him in all things.
我们需要在一切的事上长到他元首基督里面。
We saw the one new man is altogether a matter of our living.
所以这一个新人完全是一件生活的事。
It's not a matter of meeting.
不是聚会的事。
What happened in Taipei?Couple of months ago was glorious.
几个月前在台北发生的真是很荣耀。
30,000 saints.
三万圣徒。
62 countries.
六十二个国家。
But how about after the meeting ended?
但是聚会结束之后又怎么样呢
？Is that the one new man still?
那你还有一个新人吗
？The one new man is not so much in the meeting.
一个新人还不是那么在聚会里呀。
The one new man is in your living.
一个新人是在你的生活里
in your daily life.
在你日常的生活里
Are we growing up into Christ in all things?
我们有没有在一切的事上长到他元首基督里面呢
He says to grow up into Christ is to have Christ increase in us in all things until we arrive at a full grown man.
第一重点在一切事上长到基督里面就是在一切事上得着基督加增到我们里面直到我们达到长成的人
We all need to grow up into Christ in all things, that is in every single thing, whether big or small.
我们都需要在一切事上就是在每一件事无论大事小事上长到基督里面 第二重点。
Don't be deceived by someone who appears to know the Bible very well, very eloquent, very humble outwardly. You think that they have grown, they are very much grown in life.
不要被人欺骗了。你看他这个圣经知识很多，外表看来谦卑，很会说话，但是那不一定是生命的长大。
You look at how he talked to his wife, talked to his children.
你还得看看这个人怎么跟他妻子说话，怎么跟他孩子说话。
How he cleaned up the things, take care of his bed, take care of his clothing.
他家居怎么样？有没有叠被子啊？有没有做整洁？衣服怎么样？这些。
In all things.
在一切的事上。
You know, little one says, there are still many things in which we have not grown up into Christ. In these things, we were not in Christ, but are still outside of Christ.
小姨，我们在好些事上还没有长到基督里面，在这些事上，我们不在基督里面，乃在基督之外。
One of the most difficult things for us to grow up into Christ is our speaking.
长到基督里最难的一件事就是我们的说话。
When we start talking, we can't stop.
一开口就停不了。
Oh, especially not talking. Oh, how about, what's going on with that one? Oh, what's happening here? You know, you talk about, you're just gossiping. Want to know all the, whatever is happening here with this one and that one.
那这个人怎么样了？那里发生什么事啊？你是在那闲谈，总想知道这里那里发生什么事。
You talk.
谈谈谈。
You have really no burden to pray.
却没有负担
祷告。You found a certain one is sick, seriously ill.
某个人生病，真的病得严重。
Oh, that's a nice piece of information, and then you start talking to others.
那知识很多，你就开始传了。
Have you picked up the burden to pray?
但你有没有拿起负担为这个祷
告？When you heard someone is ill, someone is in desperate situation.
你听到人生病，在一个迫切困难的环境里
，there should be a feeling to pray right there.
应该即使你就有一个感觉要祷告。
Talking is a big weakness with many of us.
谈话闲谈对我们来说是很大的一个弱点。
It is not easy to grow up into Christ in our speaking.
在我们的说话上很难长到基督里面。
Number two says, when we all grow up into Christ in all things, we all will be one in Christ. This is the universal one new man.
小二，当我们都在一切世上长到基督里面，我们大家在基督里就是一个了，这就是宇宙的一个新人。
Remember, the one, the Christ into whom we grow, he is not just our Savior or Master, he is the head of the body.
请记得，是我们长到他里面的这位，他不仅是我们的救主，不仅是我们的主人，他还是我们的头。
When we grow up into this one,You grow up into this one, she grows up into this one, spontaneously, we are the one body, practically.
你长到他里面，我长到他里面，我们长在他里面，自然而然的，我们就是这个身体了。
We are all headed up by this Christ.
我们都被这位基督什么，元首起来。
It's just like a human body.
就像人的身体。
This head, our central nervous system,
头中枢系统
controls every motion of my body.
控制管制我身体的每一个动作。
Even recently, I just heard a brother having suffering something in the brain.
最近听到一个弟兄，脑子有一些的这个
some fluid got into the brain.
有一些液体进到他的头脑里，脑子里。
Just certain part of the brain not able to function well.
就是头脑某一部分没有办法功用了。
The whole one side of the body became paralyzed.
就半身不遂了。
And the speech is impaired.
说话也就不能说了。
We take for granted, oh, we can speak, we can move so easily.
我们说，哎，每天我们都可以这样随意的说话，随意的行动。
But when the brain, the head, is affected just a little bit,
但是脑子只要受一点点的影响
，the whole body, the motion, the movement just stopped.
行为行动就停下来了。
We are all members of the living body of Christ.
我们都是基督身体上的活肢体。
Christ is the unique head.
基督是唯一的头。
He is the one who governs every motion carried out by his members.
他管制身体上众肢体的每一个行动。
We need to all grow up into this head.
我们都需要长到他这位头的里面。
That means to be organically united, joined to this head.
那就是要生机的与他连接，与他调在一起。
There will be no blockage.
这里没有任何的阻塞。
No frustration.
没有任何的这个拦阻。
Then, when all the members are growing up into the head, spontaneously, the whole body will be functioning normally.
众肢体长到头里面，身体就自然而然的正常的进功用。
Number three, growing up into the head in all things is for the practical existence of the universal one new man.
在一切事上长到基督里面来，是为着宇宙的一个新人实际的出现。
The growth into Christ in verse 15 equals the putting on of the new man in verse 24.
15节的长到基督里面等于24节的穿上基督。
In the next passage, we will cover the matter of the putting on the new man.
下面我们要讲到穿上新人。
In this message, we stress on the matter of our growing into Christ.
这一篇信息的重点是要我们要长到基督里面。
The full-grown man in verse 13 refers to the one new man in verse 24 who has become full-grown.
十三节的长成的人是指二十四节的已经长成了的一个新人。
So you have the full-grown man.
这里你有一个长成的人。
That is the one new man.
就是这一个新人。
And to grow up into Christ is to put on this new man.
长到基督里面就是穿上新人。
Okay, see, Ephesians 4 speaks of the perfecting of the new man through the growth of life. The one new man created by Christ must be perfected in order to function.
第三重点，以弗所四章说到，借着生命的长大，成全新人。基督所创造的一个新人，必须被成全，好进功用。
In this portion of the word in Ephesians 4,
以弗所四章这一段话
，verses 13 to 16,
十三到十六节
，that the new man, the growth of the new man for the perfecting of the new man is revealed.
就给我们看见呢，新人的长大与新人的受成全。
It's in verse 13 we are told that we will be no longer children, being tossed to and fro.
在这里说，我们不再做小孩子，被波浪之风飘来飘去。
We need to grow up, no longer children.
我们需要长大，不要再做小孩子了。
And in verse 12, it tells us God gave gifts to His body.
十二节说到神赐给了身体有恩赐。
For the perfecting of the saints.
为着成全圣徒。
Unto the work of the ministry.
做执事的工作。
Unto the building up of the body of Christ.
直到为着建造基督的身体。
The new man was created in chapter 2.
新人在二章已经创造成了。
Now, in order for this new man to function, he needs to grow and be perfected.
新人要长大进功用就需要新人要进功用必须要长大并被成全。
So one says in Ephesians 2:15, we see the creation of the new man organically. And in 4:13 to 16, we see the perfecting of the new man in relation to his function.
所以在小一看见，在以弗所二章十五节，我们看见新人生机的创造；在四章十三至十六节，我们看见新人功用的成全。
We saw yesterday the new man has a dual function.
看见新人有双重的功用
：to express God and represent God to deal with his enemy.
彰显神并代表神对付仇敌。
But in order for this new man to carry out this kind of function, he needs to grow and also be perfected.
新人要有这样的功用，就必须要长大并被成全。
Number two says the organically perfect one new man needs to be perfected through the growth of life in order to function in a proper way.
那在身体上完全的一个新人，需要借着生命的长大得成全，好能正确的进功用。
The one new man can become perfect in relation to his function only through receiving the proper nourishment. This is one of the deepest concepts in the book of Ephesians.
唯有得着正确的滋养，一个新人才能在供应上得以完全。这是在整卷以弗所书中最深奥的观点。
In such a high book concerning the church, there in such a high book of Ephesians concerning the church.
以弗所是一卷高深关于教会的书。
There is a deep hidden thought of nourishment.
有个极深隐藏的思想，就是要得着滋养。
The church as the organism cannot grow without nourishment.
教会作为生机体啊，不能没有滋养而长大。
Right? Just like we have to eat three meals a day.
好像一天吃三餐。
You have to, in order for you, for your life to be sustained.
生命才得维生。
The body of Christ can only grow by nourishment.
身体只能借着得滋养而长大。
In chapter 2, we are, chapter 3, Paul talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以以弗所三章保罗讲到基督那追测不尽的丰富。
There has to be Christ, this all-inclusive Christ with his unsearchable riches are to supply this body.
所以这位包罗万有的基督带着他追测不尽的丰富是要供应身体的。
And then also in chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十六节。
That the whole body through being joined and knit together through every joint of the rich supply.
那身体借着那丰富供应的结就得以联络并结合在一起。
The joints refer to the gifted ones God Christ gave to his body.
这个结丰富供应的结是神赐给身体那个恩赐。
These gifted ones, their function is to supply with a rich supply to the body.
有恩赐的人的功用就是带着的丰富的供应啊，来滋养来供应身体。
Through the rich supply, there can be the perfecting of the saints.
借着丰富的供应就有圣徒的成就。
And then the function can be brought forth.
那功用呢也得以产生。
We need to fulfill our responsibility to perfect the one new man through nourishing and cherishing.
我们必须履行我们的责任，借着保养与顾惜来成全新人。
Thank the Lord for the gifts God gave to his body.
感谢主赐给身体的恩赐。
Surely Brother Lee was such a one.
李弟兄的确是这样一位。
Not only he gave us the high vision concerning God's purpose,
不仅给我们看见这个关乎神旨意的高的意象，
but he gave us a rich supply.
也给了我们丰富的供应。
Look at all the life studies.
看看所有这些生命读经。
I have never regretted reading one life study.
从来没有后悔读过一篇生命读经。
Have you, Brother Ken?
有没有 Ken 弟兄有没有后悔过？没有。
Every message you pick up,
每一篇信息手上一拿起来，
there is not only the light, but the life.
不仅有看见有亮光，还有生命的。
The life supply,
还有生命的供应。
It's not just full of demand, do this, do that.
不是满了要求做这做那。
But after you read a message, you are inwardly nourished.
你读了一篇信息之后，你里面就得着了滋养。
How can the body grow if there is not the rich supply?
身体如果没有丰富的供应，怎么能长大呢？
People may say this and that about Witness Lee.
人可以说这个说那个关于李长寿。
But when you touch the life study messages,
但你摸到了这个生命读经，
you got fed.
你就得了滋养。
You got nourished.
得了喂养。
Stay away from the tree of knowledge.
远离知识善恶树。
Stay with the tree of life.
要留在生命树里。
The more the one new man grows through receiving the proper nourishment, the more he will function normally.
一个新人越多借着接受正确的喂养而长大，就越正常地进功用。
For the growth of the corporate new man, we need to experience the crucified, resurrected, ascended, and descending Christ so that the all-inclusive Christ is wrought into us to be our everything, then the organically perfect new man will become perfect functionally.
为使团体的新人长大，我们需要经历定时复活升天又降下的基督，使包罗万有的基督做到我们里面，成为我们的一切，然后在生计上完全的新人就要在功用上成为完全。
Our Christ is a crucified Christ.
我们的基督是定十字架的基督，
Resurrected Christ，
复活的基督，
Ascended Christ，
升天的基督，
And descending，
也是降下的基督。
Revealed in chapter 4 of Ephesians.
这是由以弗所四章给我们看见。
We see such a Christ.
我们看见这样一位基督。
Passing through this process.
他经过了这一个过程。
You know, in verse, particularly in verse 10.
特别在十节。
It talks about who is this one who ascends except he who descended.
说那升上高天，降在地上。
And then he ascended.
他升上了高天。
So that he may fill all things.
是为了充满万有。
Our Christ descended first through incarnation.
我们的基督借着成为肉体先降下。
Then he went to the cross to be crucified.
在十字架上被钉死。
Then after crucified, He descended even further into Hades.
定死后又更下到什么？下到阴间。
But from Hades, he ascended.
从阴间他就
To the earth and even to the third heavens.
升到地上，甚至升到诸天界里。
Then on the day of Pentecost, he descended again.
五旬节那天，他又降下来了。
Through his descension, ascension, and descension.
接着他的降下、升天、升上、再降下。
This crucified, resurrected, ascended Christ fills all things.
所以定时复定时复活的基督充满了万有。
He has to fill our universe.
他必须充满我们的宇宙。
Our personal universe.
我们个人的宇宙。
Need to be filled by this crucified, resurrected, ascended, and descending Christ.
需要被这位定死复活、升天又降下的基督所充满。
In order for us to grow and be perfected,
我们要长大成熟。
We have to allow to experience such a Christ in all these processes.
需要在这所有的过程里面经历这位基督。
The good land is not a flat land.
美地不是平坦的。
The good land is a land with hills and valleys.
这个美地是有高山、有低、有泉谷、有泉的。
There are times we feel we are up on the mountaintop. Hallelujah, praising the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得我们在高山上说 Hallelujah, 赞美主。
But then afterwards, sometimes we find ourselves in the valley.
有的时候又发现自己在低谷里。
Oh, certain situation happened to us.
有些事发生在我们身上。
Causing us to be in sorrow, in tears.
使我们悲伤，使我们流泪。
We were at the point of giving up.
几乎要放弃了。
Oh, forget about this. It's too hard.
算了吧，这太难了。
We find ourselves in the lowest point.
我们发现在人生最低潮的时候。
But saints, even at the lowest point, Christ is there.
圣灵，我告诉你，就算你最低潮的时候。
He descended with you.
基督还在那里，他降下与你同在。
He wept there with you.
他那里与你一同流泪。
And through that, he brings you up again.
借着这个，他再把你带起来。
And through that, the ascending, descending, he fills our hearts.
借着降下，借着升上，他就充满了我们的心。
If we have never passed through some difficulties in our human life,
若人生没有经过困难，
we will never know Christ can be our all.
永远没有办法知道基督是我们的一切。
We only know certain aspects of Christ.
我们只能经历基督某一方面。
We will not know how Christ can fill all things.
却不知道基督如何充满万有。
This is Christ nourishing us, supplying us, and also perfecting us.
这就是基督在这里喂养我们、顾惜我们，在这里成全我们。
So that the new man can function.
好使新人能进功用。
Function to express him and to represent him.
这功用就是要来彰显他、代表他。
Okay, we come to the second point.
第二大点。
For the corporate living of the one new man, we need to learn Christ as the reality is in Jesus.
为着一个新人的团体生活，我们需要照着那在耶稣身上是实际者学基督。
Indeed, this is a deep point, I realize.
我知道这个点很深。
I pray the Lord will grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求主给我们有智慧和启示的灵。
Not only do we need to grow up into Him,
不仅要长到他里面,
we need to learn Christ.
还要学基督,
not learn about Christ.
不是学到关于基督的事。
Here is a very particular expression.
这个是很特别的一个词。
Paul says, learn Christ.
保罗说学基督。
How do we learn a person?
我们怎么学一个人呢?
Not learn about when he was born, where he was born, where did he go to school.
不是说学到关于这个人他什么时候出生,
That's learn about that person.
但是讲到关于那个人。
Paul says we have to learn that person.
保罗说我们要学这个人。
So some said, well, let's imitate Christ.
好，有人说我们来仿效, 模仿
基督。No, it's not imitating Christ.
还不是模仿基督。
That imitation of Christ is something outward, by our own effort.
是外在的，凭自己的努力的。
People try to think, what would Jesus do at this moment?
人就说，这个时候，耶稣会怎么想？
Right? Oh, you know, somebody slap you on your face, and what would Jesus do right now?
有人打你一脸，一巴掌，你说，现在耶稣该怎么办？
Turn your face to the other side.
好，只好把脸转过去给他打。
You grit your teeth, oh, that would Jesus would turn, let you slap you on the other side too.
是不是打左脸就要转右脸给人家打呢？
Oh, after he slapped you, yes, that Jesus did, but then you get angry.
你说你是的，你想耶稣可能说要转左脸就转了左脸，那打了以后你怎么样？你就很生气。
You cannot hold your anger. You slap back that person.
所以再也忍不住的一巴掌打回去。
That's the imitation of Christ.
那是学基督吗
？By your human effort.
是你人的努力。
It doesn't work.
根本不管用。
But Paul says we have to learn Christ.
保罗说我们要学了基督。
Even as the reality is in Jesus.
因为在耶稣身上是有个那个实际的。
That reality refers to.The living Christ had when he was on the earth.
这个实际者就是指基督在地上所过的那个生活。
Let's read on. A says in verse 20, Paul speaks of learning Christ.
保罗在二十章说到学了基督。
Christ is not only life to us, but also as an example. In his life on earth, the Lord Jesus set up a pattern, a mold.
基督对我们不仅是生命，也是榜样。在主耶稣地上的生活中，他设立了一个榜样，一个模型。
In John 13, after the Lord washed the feet of the disciples,
约翰十三章，主洗了门徒的脚之后
，He told them, "I set up an example for you to follow."
他就说，我设了一个榜样，让你们来追跟随。
The Lord wants us to follow Him.
主要我们来跟随他。
To learn.Of him.
学他。
Now, number two, to be saved is to be put into Christ by God.
得救乃是被神放在基督里面。
By means of baptism, God put us into Christ, who is the pattern. To be baptized is to be put into Christ as the mold.
借着受浸，神把我们放在作为模型的基督里。受浸就是被放在作为模子的基督里面。
As I mentioned in the previous messages, to be a believer is not just to adopt certain doctrine, teaching, code of religious codes.
所以我前面信息说过，要做一个基督徒啊，还不是你学了一些宗教的规条、方式、模式。
When you believe into Christ, God puts you into a person.
不是，乃是当你相信基督的时候。神把你放到一个人位里面去。
2 Corinthians 5 tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
林后说到，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造。
We're no longer in Adam.
不在亚当里了。
We are now in Christ.
乃是在基督里。
It is of God that we are in Christ Jesus.
我们能得以在基督耶稣里来，是因着神。
And then after we believe in him,The Lord says, you need to be baptized.
好，我们信主之后，哎，主说我们需要受浸。
You need to be put into that water.
要浸到水里去嘛。
You need to be, that water signifies this crucified Christ with his death.
这个水就代表那个钉死的基督和他的死受死。
We need to be put into him.
我们需要被摆在他
里面。Buried with him.
与他一同埋
葬。Baptized into him.
浸到他的里面。
That baptism is a mold of Christ's death.
所以这个浸就是基督死的一个模子。
You know, sisters, when you bake cake,
姊妹们
sometimes you use a mold, right?
烤蛋糕有的时候用一个小小的
in the shape of a heart of a
叫什么
of a rabbit.
有的是一个兔子的形状。
Then you pour the dough into that mold.
你把那个面粉倒进去。
And then.Dough fills the whole the space of that mold.
这个叫什么？这个蛋糕的这个
模
模啊，就进到这个模具里面。豆子。
And you put that into the oven.
那个团面团进去，再放到烤箱里。
Came out with a cake in the shape of a rabbit.
好，十五分钟后，这个蛋糕烤好，有个兔子形的蛋糕出现了。
That dough has learned the mold, the shape.Of that mold.
你看这个面团呢，就学了这个兔子形的这个模子。
When that dough was put into that mold, it learns the shape of that mold.
这个面团被放在这个模子里面，就学了那个的形状。
It becomes conformed to the shape of that mold.
就磨成了那一个模子的形状。
The new man was created.In the image of him who created him.
那新人乃是按着那创造他的者的形象被创造的。
The new man is for expressing the triune God, and he's the image of the triune God.
新人是为了彰显三一神，新人有三一神的形象。
There needs to be the learning of Christ.
所以这里需要学基督了。
So baptism is a mold.
所以受浸是一个模子。
I'd like to read to you Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5.
要读罗马书六章五节六节。
四节。We have been buried therefore with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life.
所以这里说罗马六章四节说我们借着进入死和他一同埋葬，好叫我们在生命的信仰中生活行动。
And verse 5, for if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death,Indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
五节，我们若在他死的样式里与他联合生长，也必要在他复活的样式里与他联合生长。
Have you ever considered that your being baptized into Christ's death is a matter of growing?
你有没有想过，你受浸进到基督的死里是一件长大的事
？It's not a static matter.
不是一个静止不动的一个状态、啊、
Paul says we have grown together with him.
保罗在这说我们与他联合生长。
In the likeness of his death.
在死的样式里与他联合生长。
Christ's death has a likeness.
基督的死是有一个样子的样式的。
That death is like a mold that has a shape, that has a likeness.
基督的死是有一个样式的，就像一个模子一样。
And when we are put into Christ by being baptized,
借着受浸被放到基督里的时候，
we have grown together with him in that likeness.
我们就在那个样式里与他一同生长成长。
Then also we have grown together with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
也在他复活的样式里与他一同联合生长。
You need to read the footnotes relating to these verses.
需要读这些经节的注解。
Very enlightening.
非常让人有亮光。
That growing refers to our organic union with Christ.
这个连结就指到我们与基督生机的连结。
Through our being grafted into Christ.
接着我们像接枝一样接到基督里
面。We know the grafting brings together a branch to a tree.
你知道接枝是把一个枝子跟一棵树连在一起嘛？接枝。
And then when they are grafted together,
接枝在一起的时候
，there is the transmission of the life of each part into one another.
所以这个两个生命就彼此在这有传输了。
That branch together with the tree grow together.
所以这个枝子和这棵树呢就一起长大。
Something from the tree.Grows into that branch.
从树的有些东西就长到枝子里面。
Something of the branch grows into the tree.
那枝子里的有些东西也长到树里面。
Are being baptized, being put into Christ, is it like this?
我们受浸进入基督也就是像这样子。
We're growing together with him in the likeness of his death.
我们乃是在死的样式里与他一同长大。
And also, we have grown together with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
也在他复活的样式里与他一同长大。
This is the learning of Christ.
这就是学了基督。
We learn Christ not by imitation.
我们学基督不是像仿效模仿。
We learn Christ by entering into this organic union with him.
我们学基督是要进到这个生机的连结里面。
Growing together with him in the likeness of his death and resurrection.
在他死和复活的样式里与他一同连结而长大。
Number four, by being placed into the mold, we have put off the old man and have put on the new man.
第四，借着被放在模子里，我们脱去了旧人，并穿上了新人。
We learn Christ according to the mold of the life of Jesus, which is reality.
我们乃是照着耶稣生活的模子学基督，基督生活的模子就是实际。
To learn Christ is to be put into Christ as the mold. It is to be molded into the pattern set up by him during his years on earth.
学基督就是被放在作为模子的基督里面，就是磨成主在地上日子中所设立的模型。
This is why I said yesterday that Christ had to live that human life on the earth for 33 and a half years.
这就是为什么我昨天说基督必须在地上过那33年半的为人生活。
His intention was not just to come and accomplish redemption, and that's it.
他的意愿还不仅仅是完成救赎，还不止如此。
He came to set up a pattern of a human life.
他来在地上是设立一个为人的榜样。
How he lived in the human life, but not by the human life.
他是过一个人的生活，但是却不是凭着人的生命。
In John 6, he says, As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father.
约翰福音六章主说，活的父怎样差我来，我因父活着。
Jesus lived a life of depending on the Father.
耶稣过一种生活是依靠着父神的生活。
We read some verses last night.
昨晚读过些经节。
He sought the Father's will.
他寻求父的旨意。
He spoke the Father's word.
他说父的话。
He did the Father's, he sought the Father's glory.
寻求父的荣耀。
He did nothing out of himself.
不从自己做什么。
He lived a life of reality.
他过了一个实际的生活。
In the 33 and a half years of Jesus living on the earth,
主耶稣在地上过33年半的生活里,
He set up a pattern.
他设立了一个榜样。
And that pattern became a mold.
这榜样成了一个模子。
Into which we have been put at the time of baptism.
我们受浸的时候就摆进到这个模子里面。
And from that point, we begin to learn Christ.
从那个时候我们就开始学基督。
Not academically.
不是学业上的学习。
But learning Christ through that organic union.
而是借着这个生机的连结学基督。
Now let me go on. B, the expression...The reality is in Jesus refers to the actual condition of the life of Jesus as recorded in the four Gospels. The life of Jesus was a life of reality.
第二重点，那在耶稣身上是实际者，这个发表是指耶稣生活实际的光景，如四福音书所记载的。耶稣的生活乃是实际的生活。
Reality is a difficult word to explain.
这个实际这个词很难解释。
Reality in Greek is aletheia.
在希腊原文是 aletheia,
which also translated as truth,
被也翻为真理
or truthfulness,
或者真实的。
Christ living is a life of truth and a life of reality.
那基督的生活是真实的或真理的一个生活。
Not the truth, not in the sense of right or wrong, truth or false.
那这所谓的真理真实，不是所谓对跟错。
Truth refers to that which is real.
那这里的这个词真理真实讲到那是真实的一个东西。
In John chapter 18 verse 37,
约翰福音十八章八十七节
Jesus was being sentenced, being judged before Pilate.
耶稣在比拉多面前受审。
Pilate said, you came to be a king.
那比拉多说你来是要做王。
Jesus says, for this I came.That I may testify is for this I came, and for this I was born, that I may testify to the truth.
耶稣说，我为此而来，为此而生，好叫我什么？为真理做见证。
And Pilate said, "What is the truth?"
那比拉多就说，什么是真理啊？什么是真实的
？Jesus says, "I came to testify the truth."
主耶稣说，我来是为真理
做见证。It's for this I was born.
我是为这个而生，为此而生。
You may ask the same question, what is the truth?
你就问同样问题，什么是真理啊？
Truth is not doctrine.
真理不是道理。
Truth is not all the teachings.
真理不是这些教训。
Truth is a reality.
真理是一个实际。
Truth is actually the triune God himself.
真理就是三一神的自己。
In the whole universe, only God is true.
在整个宇宙里，唯有三一神，神是真的。
Everything else is vanity.
一切都是虚空的。
Is this table true, real?
这个桌子实际吗？
It may seem real to you. Right now, you can feel it.
现在摸摸，哎，好像很真的，真实。
After 20, 30 years, this table is no more.
23年、30年之后，这个桌子就不再有了。
Somebody can destroy it.
有的人可以把它就拆了。
Or it will just rot away.
或自己就朽了。
Nothing in the physical realm is real.
物质界里的没有一件事是真实的。
It corrupts.
都是会败坏的。
It will fade away.
都会过去。
Even us, a human body, is not real.
甚至我们的身体，你以为真吗？
The only real one is God himself.
唯一宇宙中真实的就是神的自己。
That's why God can say, I am the truth.
所以主才能说我就是真理。
Truth is not just some doctrine.
真理或者说就不是道理。
John tells us that this one came full of grace and reality.
约翰说这一位来了满了恩典与实际或者真理。
He is full of the reality of God being lived out and expressed through him.
他满了一个实际，就是神在他里面活着并活出来的那个实际。
Let's read on. Point one says, in verses 17 and 21, we see a contrast between the vanity of the mind and the reality in Jesus.
第一小点，在17和21节，我们看见心思的虚妄与那在耶稣身上是实际者相对。
All the people in the world live in vanity.
所有世人都活在虚妄之下。
They pursue prosperity,
追求
success,
财富成功。
As Solomon says, nothing under the sun is all but vanity of vanity.
所罗门王就说，在日光之下，一切都是虚空的虚空。
Nothing remains.
没有什么是留得下来的。
Through some time, everything will fade away.
时间一过去，一切都会淡去。
But here, Jesus lived a life of reality.
但是耶稣却过着一个实际的生活。
Reality is the shining of light. Light is the source, and reality is the expression.
实际就是光的照耀，光是源头，实际呢是彰显。
The Bible tells us God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all.
圣经说神是光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
When the light shines out,
光照耀
reality
就把实际显出来了。
Christ is the effulgence of God's glory.
基督是神荣耀所发的光辉。
When God has light shining through the sun, He becomes reality.
神作为光在子里照耀出来的时候，就是实际。
The Lord Jesus is the shining of God, who is light.
主耶稣乃是那视光之神的照耀。
Because in every aspect of the Lord's living on earth, there was the shining of light. His life was a life of reality, a life of shining God Himself. This life of reality was the expression of God.
因着主在地上生活的每一面都有光的照耀，所以他的生活乃是实际的生活，就是那照耀之神自己的生活。那这实际的生活就是神的彰显。
When anyone, any person lives for himself, by himself, he lives a life of vanity.
人呢，要是为了自己，替自己，想要这个为了自己活啊，他就是过一个虚妄的生活。
But Jesus lived a life not for himself or by himself.
不，主过着一个不是为了自己，不是凭着自己的生活。
He lived for the Father, in the Father, by the Father, even with the Father.
他是为父活着，在父里活着，凭着父，也借着父活着。
So that was a life of reality.
所以这里有一个。
Now see, the living of the one new man should be exactly the same as the living of Jesus.
第三重点，一个新人的生活该与耶稣的生活一模一样。
To live the new man, we need to learn Christ.
所以要过新人生活，必须学基督。
Even as the reality is in Jesus.
要照着在耶稣身上是实际的，学基督。
How Jesus, as the second man, he lived God on the earth as reality.
所以基督作为第二个人在地上活神作为实际。
Now this one new man created by him continued his living as on the earth.
这个由他所创造的新人继续今天在地上生活。
To live just as Jesus did when he was on the earth.
要照耶稣在地上所生活的样式，同样的活着。
The way that the Lord Jesus lived on earth is the way that the new man should live.
所以说主耶稣在地上的生活方式乃是今天新人所该生活的方式。
Our standard of living must be according to the reality in Jesus.
我们生活的标准必须是照着那在耶稣身上是实际。
He was one with God. He lived a life in which he did everything in God, with God, and for God.
他与神是一，他过着一种在神里面同着神并为着神做一切事的生活。
The human living of Jesus was according to the reality, that is according to God himselfull of righteousness and holiness.
耶稣的人性生活是照着实际，那就是照着神自己，满了义和圣。
That righteousness means that he was right with God and with man.
义 就是对神对人都是对的。
Holiness refers to its relationship toward God, which is devoutness and godliness.
所以圣就是他对着神是满了奉献，满了敬虔的。
We need to learn Christ and be taught in him to live a life of reality.
我们需要学基督并在他里面受教导，过实际的生活。
On the day that we were baptized, we have been put into this mold already.
受浸那一天就被摆在这个模子里。
And from that day, we are learning this Christ.
从那一天开始，我们就开始学这一位基督。
Not in the classroom.
不是在课堂里学。
Not in the academic way.
也不是就是学业上的学。
By this organic union,
而是借着生机的连接来
学。Now we have been joined to Christ.
我们与基督是连接的。
We have been put into Him, and He is now in us.
被放在他里面，他现今在我们里面。
Something from Him flows into us.
从他里面的一些东西流到我们里面。
And something from us flows into Him.
从我们里面也有一些东西流到他里面了。
This is a mingling living.
这是一个调和的生活。
God mingles with man.
神与人的调和。
Man mingles with God.
人与神的调和。
And here we learn Christ.
在这里我们学基督。
We are being conformed to him.
要被磨成他。
Being taught in him.
也在他里面受教导。
You know, I'd like to share with you this verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20.
约翰一书五章二十节。
And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
约翰一书五章二十节，我们也晓得神的儿子已经来到，且等有且什么将悟性赐给我们，使我们可以认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神。
Since the Son of God has come,
神的儿子已经来了。
He came through incarnation,
借着成肉体来。
He came through his death and resurrection,
借着他的死与复活里也来了。
Coming to us as the life-giving Spirit,
来到我们里面作为赐生命的灵。
He is now the Spirit of reality,
现今他乃是实际的灵。
The Son of God has come,
神的儿子已经来了。
And has given us an understanding,
也给我们悟性。
The understanding here is refers to the ability to know God.
悟性是指是我们能够有认识神的能力。
That we might know him who is true.
是我们认识那位是真实的。
The word true is the same root word as aletheia, translated as reality or truth.
那真实的这个词的字根呢，也被翻译为真实或者真理。
We may know him who is true.
我们能够认识那位真实的。
And we are in him who is true.
我们也是在这一位是真实的里面。
He is the true one.
他是那真实的一位。
He is the one who is truthful.
他是真实的那一位。
He is the reality.
他就是实际。
How can we know this reality?
我们怎么能够认识这个实
际呢? How can we learn this reality?
我们怎么可能学的这个实际呢?
Because the Son of God has come.
因为神的儿子已经来了。
He gave us an understanding.
他给我们一个悟性。
Now we can know him.
能够认识他。
Not by our teaching.
不是借着外在的教导。
But by being organically joined to him.
而是借着生机的连于他。
He is now the spirit of reality.
他乃是实际的灵。
He guides us into all the reality.
要带领我们进入一切的实际。
That we may know him who is true.
我们认识那位真实的。
We are in him who is true.
我们能够在这位真实的里面。
In his son Jesus Christ.
那就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
This is the true God.
这就是真神。
This is eternal life.
也就是永远的生命。
This is quite a verse.
哇，何等的一个经节，一处经节。
This is the true God.
这就是真神。
What is the true God?
什么是真神
？The whole thing.
这个整个你要看。
His coming.
他的来。
To give us understanding.
给我们悟性。
To know him who is true.
认识他是真实的。
To be in him who is true.
也在他里面。
This whole thing is the true God.
这整个所形容的就是真神。
This is eternal life.
这就是永远的生命。
This is how we learn Christ.
这是我们如何学了
基督。This is how we are taught in him.
如何在他里面受教导。
The Lord told us he will come as the spirit of reality.
主说他要作为实际的灵而
来。To guide us into all the realities.
带领我们进入一切的实际。
Today, the new man must live a life of learning Christ.
今天新人必须过一种学基督的生活。
As the reality is in this Jesus.
照着那在耶稣身上是实际者。
We have received this spirit of reality also into us.
我们已经接受了实际的灵进到我们里面。
And another verse in 1 John 2:27.
另外一处经节在约翰一书。
The spirit is the anointing.
这个灵是膏油的涂抹。
He teaches us concerning all things.
关乎一切的事上，膏油的涂抹会教导我们。
How do we learn Christ?
我们怎么学基督呢？
Again, by the spirit of reality.
再说是借着这实际的。
Who is now the anointing within us?
今天是我们里面的膏油涂抹。
He teaches us concerning all things.
教导我们关于一切的事。
What God likes, what God does not like.
什么神是神喜欢，什么是神不喜欢的。
Now, okay, let's go on. Number four, as a corporate man, as a corporate person, the one new man should live a life of reality as the reality is in Jesus, which is a life of expressing God.
一个新人是团体人，过一种实际的生活，如同那在耶稣上是实际者，也就是彰显神的生活。
If we live according to the spirit of our mind, we will have the living of the corporate new man, a living that corresponds to the reality in Jesus.
我们若照着新式的灵生活，就会有团体新人的生活，与那在耶稣身上是实际者相符的生活。
Every day we need to allow the life-giving spirit to invade our mind.
每天都要让生命的灵来侵略我们的心思。
That our mind may be renewed.
使我们的心思得更新。
He may become the spirit of our mind.
使我们的心思成为心思的灵的灵。
That we may learn Christ, that we may know Him who is true and learn Christ,
借着学基督而认识基督,
and have our living according to that reality exhibited by Christ while on the earth.
我们就能够在这里有一种生活是照着基督在地上生活的那个实际。
Now, D says the church life is the daily walk of the corporate one new man, a walk that is absolutely new in nature and in manner. Everything related to the one new man is new.
第四重点，教会生活乃是一个团体新人的日常行事为人，也就是在性情的样式上绝对更新的行事为人。与一个新人有关的一切，全都是新的。
New is God，
神就是新。
Only God is new，
只有神才是新的。
What makes us the new man is a man full of God。
什么使我们成为一个新人呢？是因着我们是一个满了神的人，我们就是新人。
The last point，
最后一点。
Since the one new man is according to God Himself with God's life and nature。The one new man must have the life that is divine. Such a life will be corporate, not individualistic.
这一个新人啊，既是照着神自己有神的生命与性情，就必定有神圣的生命。这样的生命乃是团体的，不是单独的。Amen.
I pray the spirit of reality will speak all these words to us.
我祷告愿这实际的灵能对我们众人说话。
For the living of the one new man.
好使我们能过一个新人的生活。
We all must.Pray, Lord, I want to grow up into you in all things.
我们都需要祷告主啊，我们愿意在一切的事上长到元首基督里面。
I'm willing to be taught in Him.
我也愿意在他里面受教导。
I want to learn Christ.
我愿意学基督。
According to the reality you lived out on the earth.
照着你在地上所活的实际。
That as a corporate new man.
作为这样一个团体的新人。
We can live exactly as you did while on the earth.
我们就能够照着你在地上的生活过一样的生活。
The one new man is just Jesus living again.
一个新人就是基督在地上再一次的活出。
In a corporate way.
是一个团体的方式活出。
Not just as an individual.
不是单个的。
This is the one new man that will bring in his kingdom.
这个新人就要带进他的国度
who will become the bride,
成为新妇
to welcome back our dear bride
把主我们亲爱的新郎欢迎回来
okay,
迎接好我们停在这儿